Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I was reading Isaiah chapter 40 the other day, and all of a sudden this jumped out at me about distractions and difficulties. Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31 says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You know what, ladies? When I was reading that, it was one of those days where I was really tired. Do you relate to that? Do you ever just get plain old dead bone dog tired? Oh, yeah, me, I do sometimes. Even the strongest people get tired at times. But God's power and strength never diminishes. He is never too tired or too busy to help and listen. See, it says there's no searching of his understanding. You know, the creator of the ends of the earth fainteth not, neither is weary. My mind can't understand how God could never get tired of hearing us. Have you ever tried to counsel somebody and they just keep calling you about the same thing, and you tell them over and over the same thing, and you get weary of telling them the same thing? Isn't it interesting that our God doesn't get weary in telling us the same thing over and over? He never gets tired of that. His strength is our source of strength. When you feel all of life crushing you and cannot go one step further, remember, you can call upon God to renew your strength. You know, we all need regular times to just sit and listen to God. You know, it says he giveth power to the faint. But I think that what it refers to is going to verse 31, which says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." How does it say there that you're going to get new strength or renew your strength? It says by waiting. And what waiting is sitting and listening. When I have my devotion, sometimes I got a schedule that I'm trying to keep. And sometimes I don't just sit and say, "God, speak to my heart and show me something." And when I don't do that, I'm not waiting on him. And especially if I'm having one of those needy days where I feel tired and weary and life's getting me down, I just need to stop and listen to him. Sometimes when I'm waiting on God, I'll walk the floor because it just helps me. I don't know why it helps me to walk the floor, but I'll just walk up and down my motorhome. I make quite a track walking to and from. As I'm talking to him, "Lord, I need you. I need to know how to do this. I need to know what I'm supposed to do in this situation. Can you just show me your will and help me to listen?" And then I'll stop talking. I'll still walk, but I'll stop talking and just listen. So we have to that's what part of waiting on the Lord to renew your strength is. And the Bible says that after you wait on him and you renew your strength, then it says, "They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." So that's his promise, that when you sit and wait on God and let him speak to you and show you, God will speak to your heart and say, "You know what? This is how you can fix this. This is how you can be a better you. This is how you can feel encouraged." And he'll point something out to me while I'm walking and listening. Because he wants to be our strength. You know, listening to God helps us to prepare for when he speaks to us. Be patient when he asks us to wait and trust him to fulfill the promises found in his word. Oh, do you need this? Are you a little distracted today? Are you having some kind of difficulty? Then you know what? Realize how great your God is, how strong he is, how he never gets tired of listening to you. And just talk to him, then stop and listen. And see what he has to say so that you, too, can mount up with wings as eagles. Just like I did the other day when I was having one of those distracted days. I want you to be a victorious Christian today, and I think the only way you can is by waiting on your God. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.